Now let's turn to Israel. And this is the part that makes the Tucker-Candace analysis collapse entirely. They looked at Trump bombing Iran and said he's doing Netanyahu's bidding. Well, here's what that misses. Netanyahu needed Iran. A permanent Iranian threat was the justification for a permanent emergency government. It kept the secular Palestinian Authority weak, it kept the two-state solution buried, and it kept Likud in power. Before October 7th, Netanyahu's government actually funded Hamas through Qatar, precisely because they didn't want a governing secular Palestinian partner. They wanted to keep the threat alive and keep the game in play. Trump did not do Netanyahu's bidding. He took Netanyahu's leverage away. Those are opposite things.